From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading The Bone Man by Vicki Stiefel. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. More than 365 days had passed since Veda died. One whole year had flown by since my foster mother, the only mother I'd ever known, left this earth. I still didn't understand her death, not at all. How could such a vibrant person die? A friend said that energy never disappears, it just takes another form. I like believing that. And on good days, I did. In the past year, I'd left MGAP, the Massachusetts Grief Assistance Program I'd founded. I'd ignored the invitation to create a grief assistance program in New Mexico. I'd also tabled a similar position from the state of Maine. Instead, I'd hung out. Ah, you're thinking that I was so sunk in grief that depression held me prisoner. Wrong. In fact, with a substantial sum of money and property left to me by Veda, I'd traveled to Greece, visited New Zealand, and driven cross-country with my faithful former canine core dog, Penny, at my side. I'd scuba-dived and skydived and parasailed and sailed. I'd ballroom-danced and fly-fished and skeet-shot. At the moment, I'd gotten off my merry-go-round and begun to look for a place to buy, an expensive one in Boston. For now, I still lived in my rental first-floor brownstone apartment at the South End. My apartment was nice, very nice, in fact. But what the hell? Why not, right? Go for the gusto. Spend the filthy lucre and live it up. I had no homicides to deal with, no weeping families, no revenge-choked husbands. No.